Street, Paul, St. Paul Search and Rescue, SAR, is expanding its drone fleet thanks to a $14,000 grant from Enbridge. Vern Slanovsky, president of St. Paul SAR, says the local organization is provincially recognized by the search and rescue community as pioneers of utilizing drone technology. Street, Paul SAR's drone fleet provides specialized search capabilities like night vision and thermal optics that allow members to conduct searches at night, he explains. The grant will help expand on the work already being done, adds Slanovsky, which he says includes expanding St. Paul SAR's drone fleet to be able to provide 24/7 air support to search and rescue operations. Search and rescue situations are time-sensitive and the more resources we have, the quicker the response, says Slanovsky, adding, more resources can help operations end in a more positive outcome. Busy year. It has been a busy for St. Paul SAR, according to Slanovsky. The organization not only helps with search and rescue operations in the Lakeland, but beyond. We've responded to more calls in the St. Paul area than we typically have, as well as provided mutual aid to several other neighboring communities, like Bonneville, Athabasca, Wabasca, High Level, and Bakerville, just to name a few, he says. Recent forest fires contributed to more operations this year compared to the past. A lot of our team members have also gone out to help with various evacuation processes in different locations. When not conducting operations, Slanovsky says St. Paul SAR's team of volunteers train year-round. The efforts would not be possible without the strong support from the community, he adds. Community organizations, private donations, and businesses like Enbridge help contribute to St. Paul SAR's success, says Slanovsky. It all adds up. It all helps us maintain our readiness 24/7 and 365 days of the year. We do this so that others can live.